Praise be Jesus and Mary. Faith, hope, and charity, the theological virtues, and in St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, today's first reading, he mentions these three virtues in one verse. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the holy ones because of the hope reserved for you in heaven. Faith in Christ, love towards the brethren, and hope in eternal life. And so for today, since we're celebrating this Mass in honor of St. Joseph, I thought we would just reflect on the virtue of faith and St. Joseph's faith. Faith is the first great theological and divine virtue, for it has God and the truths of God as its immediate object. Without faith, says St. Paul, it is impossible to please God. That's the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. But faith is most pleasing to God. If we have faith, and the stronger our faith is, the more pleasing we are to God. Because by faith, proud man bends his intellect, so to speak, to believe what he can neither see nor understand. Faith gives great glory to the Almighty. Faith pays supreme homage to God, because by faith we acknowledge God's unerring truth. On God's authority, we adore and believe what we cannot comprehend. And though we may understand some of the mysteries that God has revealed to us, we can't fully understand them. Wonderful and admirable, no doubt, was the simple faith of Saint Joseph. The Incarnation is one of the most sublime and most profound mysteries of our holy faith. On the authority of God, Abraham believed that a barren woman would become a mother. At the word of an angel sent from God, Saint Joseph believed that a virgin would become a mother, and yet be as virginal after as before the birth of her child. In blind obedience to faith did Saint Joseph receive the Virgin Mother as his spouse and take her into his home. So today we turn to Saint Joseph, asking him by his prayers to increase the grace of faith in our souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.